Skywarn active.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn at 4:47 p.m. The National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Southern Lee and Harnett counties. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Southern Lee and Harnett counties effective until 5:30 p.m. this afternoon. At 4:48 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Lemon Springs, or 7 miles south of Sanford, moving northeast at 5 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Tramway. If you're caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or a nearby building. As a last resort, lie down in a low-lying area and cover your head with your hands. Remember, warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and increased activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is in the standby mode. This is a non-directed net. That means a repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or your local media for further information and updates. We're operating on the WB4TQD 146.8A repeater. Should this repeater go offline, which we don't anticipate, our first backup is a K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Broadway. Our second backup is a K4ITL 147.135 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our last backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. These frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KJ4BPV, K4BGM.
K4BGM, KJ4BPV. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Scott. Just wanted to let you know I'll be here monitoring for the time being for a little while if you need any backup assistance.
Okay, I appreciate it. KJ4BPV, Central Carolina, Skywarn clear.
K4BGM monitoring. KJ4LKE, this is K4BGM, go ahead.
Hey, just to let you know, I'm actually on 85 North heading up towards Baltimore this weekend, so I'm not going to be around to do any spotting or anything, but if I see anything on this trip, I'll let you know, I guess.
Okay, I think you're a little scratchy in there. I think I heard you were on 85 North. You're going to let us know if you see anything. I think KJ4BPV is Skywarn Net Control right now, so if you have a criteria report for him, let him know. And I'll be monitoring. You can keep me updated here and on Facebook.
Yeah, I just let you know since I heard you jump on here. So anyway, catch you later on. It's KJ4LKE.
Sounds good. K4BGM.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning, effective until 5:30 p.m. this afternoon, for southern Lee and Harnett counties. At 4:48 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Lemon Springs, or 7 miles south of Sanford, moving northeast at 5 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Tramway. If you're caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or a nearby building. As a last resort, lie down in a low-lying area and cover your head with your hands. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:04 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Halifax County, effective until 5:45 p.m. this afternoon. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for central Halifax County until 5:45 p.m. At 5:01 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles southwest of Halifax, moving east at 5 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Halifax and locations along I-95. Large hail can damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and other areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for central Halifax County until 5:45 p.m. this afternoon. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:07 p.m., National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:30 p.m. this afternoon for Harnett and southern Lee counties. At 5:01 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located near Lemon Springs, or 8 miles south of Sanford. The storm was nearly stationary. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour, and very heavy rainfall. Locations in the path of the storm include Tranway, Seminole, Pineview, Olivia, Lillington, Gum Springs, and Broadway. The storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and other areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:22 p.m. this afternoon, the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:45 p.m. this afternoon for central Halifax County. At 5:16 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located 7 miles southwest of Halifax. The storm was nearly stationary. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include locations along and near I-95 between mile marker 155 and 165. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and other areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Net controls, KD4JWF mode.
KD4JWF, KJ4BPV. Go ahead, Jose.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make sure yourself and Virginia aware that I'm heading out of town this time. I'll be back on Thursday.
Okay, appreciate it very much. Business trip, Jose?
Yeah, it's going to be half and half.
Okay, appreciate the information, and I'll pass it along to Virginia also.
No problem. I'll be mobile and heading toward Danville, Virginia area. KD4JWF mobile.
KD4JWF, KJ4BPV, Central Carolina, Skywarn clear. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn at 5:32 p.m. National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett and Southern Lee counties was allowed to expire at 5:30. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning was allowed to expire. However, this storm will continue to be closely monitored for signs of re-strengthening. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett and Southern Lee counties expired at 5:30 this afternoon. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:45 p.m. this afternoon for Central Halifax County. At 5:16 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located 7 miles southwest of Halifax. The storm was nearly stationary. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include locations along and near I-95 between mile marker 155 and 165. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and other areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas, do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and increased activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is in the standby mode. This is a non-directed net. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We just ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. 5:45 p.m. National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Central Halifax County expired at 5:45 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed or was allowed to expire at 5:45. Currently, there's no longer any active watches or warnings in the Central Carolina coverage area. I'm going to go ahead and leave the tones up for a few more minutes for any spotters wishing to make criteria severe weather reports. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe weather threat for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area has diminished. We will now conclude Skywarn activity at this time. Should severe weather redevelop, we'll of course activate at that time. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who have participated. I'm now returning the repeater to normal amateur use. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
Skywarn clear. Skywarn active.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:52 p.m., National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Franklin, central Halifax, southeastern Warren, and northern Nash counties, effective until 6:45 p.m. this evening. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Franklin, central Halifax, southeastern Warren, and northern Nash counties, effective until 6:45 p.m. At 5:46 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a broken line of severe thunderstorms along a line extending from 6 miles southwest of Halifax to Castalia, or along a line extending from 6 miles southwest of Halifax to 12 miles northwest of Nashville, moving southwest at 5 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Aventon, Ingleside, Castalia, and Glenview. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and other areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. Remember, warning means severe weather is imminent and or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall cuts, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and increase activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is in the standby mode. This is a non-directed mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We just ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or your local media for further information and updates. We're operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, which we don't anticipate, our first backup is a K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Broadway. Our second backup is the K4ITL 147.135 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our last backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. These frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KG4OQC, mobile, jumping on to 40 from the Clayton Expressway.
Afternoon, Cecil, KG4JJQ, how's it going?
Okay, how about yourself, Roger?
Yeah, it's motoring that way myself. Trying to get on in and get a quick bite to eat and drink what I'm going to do the rest of the evening.
Excuse me one moment, gentlemen. KJ4BPV NC4VA.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
Hey, Scott. I am set up and ready to take over. It's net control. Thank you so much for the getting the activation underway. NC4VA.
Okay, this is KJ4BPV turning net control responsibilities for Central Carolina Skywarn over to NC4VA. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
Thanks, Scott. And at this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:45 p.m. for Eastern Franklin, Central Halifax, Southeastern Warren, and Northern Nash counties. Skywarn's in standby mode, meaning it's a non-directed net, and and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations remember to leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic, and all spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
K4BGM, could I break in here for a moment?
Please do.
Thank you very much. NC4VA, K4BGM.
K4BTM, NC4VA. Kevin, I assume you're set up and ready to go. And I'll turn net control for Central Carolina Skywarn over to you at this time. NC4VA clear. And thank you.
This is K4BGM, assuming net control for Central Carolina Skywarn. We are in standby mode with a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:45 p.m. for Eastern Franklin, Central Halifax, Southeastern Warren, and Northern Nash counties. Also have a special weather statement issued at 6:02 p.m. Strong thunderstorms will move across Eastern Halifax and Northern Edgecombe counties through 7 p.m. At 6:02 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a broken line of strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Scotland Neck to 5 miles northwest of Leggett, or along a line extending from 11 miles southwest of Ridge Square to 10 miles northeast of Rocky Mount, moving east at 10 miles an hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Scotland Neck, Leggett, Tarborough, Hobgood, and Speed. Hazards include penny-sized hail, gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. The storm will produce heavy rainfall, cause minor flooding of low-lying areas, including ditches, creeks, roadways, and areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roadways. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. We have another special weather statement issued at 6.04 p.m. and it reads as follows. A strong thunderstorm will move across Orange and Chatham counties through 7 p.m. At 6.03 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm 9 miles northwest of Bynum or about 11 miles north of Pittsboro, moving southeast at 5 miles an hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Bynum and Farrington. Hazards include half-inch diameter size hail and gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles an hour. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. Skywarn is in standby mode. This means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Warren and central Halifax counties is canceled. Storms which prompted the warning across Warren and Halifax counties have weakened, and thus the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 p.m. for northern Nash and eastern Franklin counties. At 6:21 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located near Castalia, or 10 miles northwest of Nashville, moving east at 5 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations of the path of the storm include Castalia. The storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and other areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn with a special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will move across western Halifax County through 7:30 p.m. At 6:33 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms over Airlie, or about 13 miles west of Halifax, moving east at 5 miles an hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Airlie and other rural locations across western Halifax County. Hazards in the storm include penny-sized hail, gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. The storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will cause minor flooding of low-lying areas, including ditches, creeks, roadways, and areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn with a special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm will move across northwestern Wake County through 7:30 p.m. At 6:44 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm 7 miles west of Falls Lake, or about 9 miles northwest of Raleigh, moving slowly to the east at 5 miles an hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Falls Lake. Hazards include penny-sized hail, gusty winds of 35 to 45 miles an hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. As of 6:45 p.m., the severe thunderstorm warning that was in effect for parts of Franklin and Nash counties did expire. We currently do not have any watches or warnings in effect for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. However, we will leave the zones up for a while longer and stand by for any reports from earlier storms. This is 6:4 BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, 95 for Franklin area. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. As just announced, the severe thunderstorm warning for northern Nash and eastern Franklin counties expired at 6:45 p.m. The storms which prompted the warning have weakened and the warning was allowed to expire. Additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if a warning is issued for your area. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn with a special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm will move across southwestern Orange, northern Chatham, and southeastern Alamance counties through 8 p.m. At 6:55 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm over extreme southeastern Alamance County, or about 12 miles northwest of Pittsburgh, moving southeast at 5 miles an hour. Some locations affected by this storm include rural southeastern Alamance County and rural southern Orange County. Hazards include half-inch diameter-sized hail, gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. Again, we do not currently have any severe thunderstorm warnings remaining in effect in our coverage area. I will continue to leave the tones up for just a little while longer and stand by for any reports from the earlier storms. If you have a criteria severe weather report, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for criteria reports.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, K4BGM, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I can resume net control responsibilities. Thank you so much for covering it for the past hour. And I'll go ahead and take over at this point. Thanks again, NC4VA.
Okay, Virginia. I just made an update on the special weather statement that was issued. And we currently do not have any warnings that remain in effect. That's been true since 6:45 p.m. I've left the tones up thus far for any straggling reports that might come in and monitoring the convection we have out there right now. So I'll leave it up to you whether the tones will come down or if we'll stay activated. This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, turning net control over to NC4BA. K4BGM monitoring.
Is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service at 7:05 p.m. issued a special weather statement. It reads as follows. Strong, slow-moving storms will affect portions of the northern coastal plain and northeastern Piedmont through 8:45 p.m. At 7:03 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms producing very heavy rain across portions of Warren, Halifax, Franklin, Nash, and Edgecombe counties. Locations in the path of these storms include Airlie, Enfield, Castalia, Bunn, Red Oak, Leggett, Roanoke Rapids, and Lake Gaston. Hazards include penny-sized hail, gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, and heavy rainfall and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. These storms will produce heavy rainfall, which will cause minor flooding of low-lying areas, including ditches, creeks, roadways, and areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. There are no active severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn area at this time. We're going to leave the tones up just a little bit longer, see if there are any delayed reports, and go from there. We're in standby mode. That means this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We just ask that folks leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7.09 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Franklin County and northern Nash County until 8 p.m. At 7.03 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 5 miles northeast of Bunn or 10 miles southeast of Lewisburg, moving east at 5 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Spring Hope and Castalia. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and other areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Reports should include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs of trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. Spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Franklin and Nash County until 8 p.m. Also, at 7:27 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following flood advisory. The National Weather Service Raleigh issued an urban and small stream flood advisory for heavy rainfall and minor flooding in eastern Warren County, Edgecombe County, Franklin County, Halifax County, and Nash County until 10:30 p.m. At 7:23 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with heavy rainfall over Nash, Eastern Warren, Halifax, Franklin, Edgecombe, and Edgecombe counties. Doppler radar estimated as much as 3 to 4 inches of rain has fallen over portions of the advisory area. Runoff from this heavy rainfall will cause minor flooding to occur, especially along small streams in low-lying areas and areas of poor drainage. Some locations that will experience minor flooding include Halifax, Castalia, Littleton, Roanoke Rapids, Bunn, and Whitakers. An additional 1 to 3 inches of rainfall are still possible, resulting in additional flooding. Excessive runoff from heavy rain will cause minor flooding of small creeks and streams, country roads, as well as farmland along the banks of creeks and streams. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where the water covers the roadway. The water depth may be too great to allow your car to cross safely. Turn around, do not drown. And again, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southeastern Franklin County and northern Nash County until 8 p.m. Skywarn is monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode at this time, meaning this is a non-direct net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:34 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for northern Nash and southeastern Franklin counties. At 7:28 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Bunn, or 10 miles southeast of Lewisburg, moving east at 10 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Bunn and Spring Hope. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and other areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. And when safe to do so, please pass your report of penny or larger sized hail, as well as any wind damage, which might include down limbs and trees, through Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time, meaning this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We also encourage all spotters and stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:36 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will move across Wake County through 8:15 p.m. At 7:36 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms near Rollsville, or about 14 miles east of Raleigh, moving east at 5 miles per hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Rollsville and locations across rural northeastern Wake County. Hazards include penny-sized hail, gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, and heavy rainfall and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Franklin and Nash County until 8 p.m. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
This is W3WDD.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for northern Nash and southeastern Franklin counties. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Bunn and Spring Hope. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Reports should include the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, three-quarters inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the towns of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode at this time, meaning this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. All stations are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA weather radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
NC4VA, W3WDD.
W3WDD, NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia. We've just had some hail pass through here in North Raleigh. It was about pea-sized. It has just now stopped.
Okay, pea-sized hail in North Raleigh, and can you give me your location, your street, and cross street?
We are closest to Old Milburney Road, and let me get you a larger cross street here. The other cross street is going to be Watkins Road.
Okay, Old Milburney Road and Watkins Road in Wake County, North Raleigh. And you said the hail has stopped, is that correct? Was the largest you observed pea size? Were there any larger pieces of hail?
That's correct, and as of now, it has stopped.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your report, NC4VA.
W3WDD, I'll be listening.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:01 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather report. Severe thunderstorm warning for northern Nash and southeastern Franklin counties expires at 8 p.m. Storm which prompted the warning have weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. However, strong thunderstorms producing heavy rain, small hail, and gusty winds of up to 40 miles per hour will continue to be possible across Nash and Franklin counties through 8:30 p.m. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. We're going to leave the tones up, even though there are no other warnings at this time, for just a little bit longer. In case somebody has a report they'd like to make, we'll remain in standby mode. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity, as this is a non-directed net. And we ask that stations leave some breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. There's currently no active warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area, so since there are no warnings or watches, we're going to conclude Skywarn activity. However, should severe weather redevelop, we will activate again. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater, and we'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use. NC4VA.
Skywarn clear.
NC4VA clear.